leaving a legacy. Have you ever wished your mom or dad had taken the time to write about their life? You may know that your dad was in World War II, but how about the personal stuff? Will your kids wish you had taken the time to write about your life? If you don't want to write it, get yourself some kind of recorder or video recorder and sit down and dictate what you did and how you felt when you did it and what your thoughts were at the time. At most bookstores, you can purchase a grandparents' book full of questions to be answered. This is helpful if you struggle to know what to say or what they might be interested in knowing. It will prove to be a thought trigger. There is a computer program called Dragon Naturally Speaking, which will let you talk to your computer rather than typing on the keyboard. If you have a Mac, the program has a different name but is available. Leaving your children money or assets will allow them to improve their lifestyle for a period of time, depending on how good they are at managing money. Leaving them your personal history and comments is a heritage that will live for generations after you. After all, you have lived through several wars, the introduction of TV to the public, the introduction of computers, and many other exciting events and technological progressions. If you decide to record, be certain you talk to someone knowledgeable about storage media. The cheap DVDs or camera chips you can buy may not have a very long shelf life. There are many young people working in the media sections of stores like Best Buy who know a lot about this technology. At the beginning of the book, there were some questions to think about. Hopefully, you can think of a dozen more important questions. If you can, jot them down in the notes section at the end of the chapter and email them to the author. He will include them in future editions of this book.